Welcome back to part two of the DX Audio Service. It's time now for our CPC tests. What do you have for us, Wayne?
Well, Connie, we've got a real good lineup set up for December. The first one was arranged by the NRC. Our CPC chairman, Jeff Tynan, sent this one along. It's WMAM 570, P.O. Box 609, Marinette, Wisconsin 54143. They're going to be testing on December 7th from 0200 to 0400. The program will include Morse code IDs, and we'd like to thank Dave Scott, who's the operations manager for that test. Then we run into a bunch of tests from the IRCA. The next one is also on Monday, December 7th, from WRIX 1020, Watson's Village, Anderson, South Carolina, 29624. And their test will be from 0200 to 0300 Eastern. It will include Morse code, voice IDs, and an unspecified selection of music. Thanks to Mr. John Woodson, Program Director, and that was arranged by the IRCA. Then also on Monday, December 7th, KJR 950, 190 Queen Anne Avenue North, Seattle, Washington, 98109, will conduct a test from 4 to 4:30 a.m. Eastern. The test will include Morse code IDs, tones, and voice IDs. Reception reports and our thanks go to Mr. Kelly D. Alford, A-L-F-O-R-D. He's a ham, K-A-7-Z-D-W, and he's the chief engineer there. And then the following Monday, December 14th, WDEA 1370, P.O. Box 1129, Ellsworth, Maine 04605, will conduct a test from 2 to 2:30 a.m., and the test will include Morse code. The power is reported to be 10.4 kilowatts using an omnidirectional antenna. I'm not sure how they did that on 1370, but that's what the copy says. Reception reports may be directed to Tracy Tarr, T-A-R-R, and no title was given. Also on Monday, December 14th, KNEB 960, P.O. Box 239, Scottsbluff, Nebraska, 69363, will conduct a test from 2 to 2:30 a.m. Eastern, and this test will include Morse code, tones, and voice IDs, and it will be conducted in conjunction with their regular monthly frequency check. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Les, L-E-S, Proctor, Chief Engineer. Monday, December 14th again, WABK 1280, P.O. Box 1280, Gardner, Maine, 04345 will conduct a DX test from 2:30 to 3, and the test will include Morse code IDs, tones, and voice IDs. March music may also be included. Reports go to Mr. Brant Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S-S, Program Director. Then once again, Monday, December 14th, we'll have a test from KNZZ 1100, P.O. Box 969, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Their test will be from 5 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time and will include Morse code IDs, tones, and voice IDs. Their power will be 10 kilowatts. KNZZ will switch between a directional and omnidirectional antenna pattern during the tests. Reception reports go to Dwight C. Morgan, Chief Engineer. And finally, on Monday, December 28th, WKGF 1480, P.O. Box 794, Arcadia, Florida 33821, will conduct a DX test from 2 to 2:30, and the test will include Morse code IDs, voice IDs, and contemporary Christian music. Reports to be sent to Mr. Quick, and spelled exactly like the word quick, Coddington, C-O-D-D-I-N-G-T-O-N. He's the chief engineer, and he's also a ham radio operator with a call of K-8-T-R-R. And that's it for the month of December.
Wayne, how can people help out the National Radio Club, CPC?
Well, Connie, right now we've sent out, at this point, 75 letters. We have another 25 going out. Our return rate hasn't been all that good, which we have no real reason why, but we are in need of stamps. We are in need of money to buy stamps with, and we are in need of target lists from the membership of the GXAS, things that they would like to hear. And any of those things can be sent to our CPC chairman, who's Jeff Tynan. His address is 10359 Severance, S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E, Drive, and that's in Parker, Colorado, 80136.
Wayne, you have yourself a Merry Christmas.
You too, Connie, and I hope Santa Claus is real good to you.
Bye-bye, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
It's time now for the Marcoscope. By the way, Phil Wayne has moved. Here is his new address. It's 203 Stanley Street, Apartment 5, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Now let's see where the big guy has gone this month.
Well, thank you, Connie. You're doing a fine job. And hello, everyone. This is Market Scope with a brief band scan of radio markets throughout the U.S. of A. I'm your host, Phil Wayne, the guy who wants to be just like John Bowker when I grow up. This month, we're off to Chattanooga with one true Southern gentleman, Dale Hamm.
Thank you, Phil. And hello to everyone on the DX Audio Service. Dale Hamm coming to you from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, there are eight stations in the AM portion of the band here in Chattanooga. They began at 980 with a station in the suburbs of Chattanooga and end at 1490. Okay, well, WLMX was a light 60s type station, a rock station. And probably a year, year and a half ago, they changed their format to CNN headline news. So here's a piece from WLMX 980.
More news, less talk. All News 980, CNN Headline News, WLMX, Rossville, Chattanooga.
A tense showdown awaits as two North Korean ships chug toward the Middle East. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton expects good news from South Carolina.
Okay, the next station is on 1050. That's WFOI. WFOI has always been all gospel. There are never any air checks. It's all music or tape programming, and these preachers and everybody around there, the churches, they bring their tapes and things into the station to be recorded. So here's a brief segment from WFLA.
That number, his telephone number is 629-8820. Call him and see if you can help him, okay? This is WFLI in Chattanooga. It's 10 o'clock.
WFLI, Lookout Mountain, Chattanooga.
Stay tuned for songs that will bless your heart.
The next station on the AM dial is on 1150. That is WGOW. I do not know a lot about the history of WGOW, but they carry a lot of the programs that are heard nationwide. So here's some from WGOW, 1150.
I guess I didn't pay much attention to talk radio before the war, but when events in the Gulf started shaking loose, I wanted to know what was going on, and there's no TV where I worked, so I found myself checking out WGOW. If something breaks, they'll tell me about it. Sometimes I'm not really in the mood for music. Instead, I'd like to entertain my brain, listening to Max or Rush or Chuck or Dr. Basketball. They tell me things I may not agree with all the time, but they tell me in a way that informs me and entertains me, and I like that. One thing I like about the talk shows on News Talk 1150, the hosts take the subject matter seriously, but they don't take themselves too seriously. That's good. I used to think that talk radio was for old fogies, but not this station. It's talk radio for people like me, smart, connected, and very much a part of the information generation. Weekends, there's all sorts of shows. Car repair shows, gardening shows, parenting shows, pet shows, and of course, the best in sports. Life in the 90s is good if you keep up with News Talk 1150 WGOW.
The next station on the AM dial is on 1260. That is WNOO. So here we go with WNOO.
1260 WNOO, the bad sound of Bobby Blue Bland. Oh, ain't no love for sale. On the Dr. John Baker Saturday Morning Sunshine Show. 7:30. Live AM 1260 WNOO. 19 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. We've got 59 degrees, partly cloudy skies, outside light fog. You're driving out there, look out for the fog, won't you? Chattanooga's own Meadows Brothers, and I've tried it all on WNOO.
I've tried it all. I tried it.
1260 WNOO. We've got the music you need.
Has there ever come a time?
The next station on the AM dial is on 1310, and that is WDOD.
Stardust 1310 WDOD. Weekends are better with yours truly, Ron Knowles, here on AM 1310 WDOD.
The next station is on 1370, and that is WDEF. So here's WDEF.
Those are the Seekers on WDEF, and that's called Georgie Girl.
This is Park Communications AM 1370 and FM 92.3. WDEF, AM and FM, Chattanooga.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane.
Knowing me, knowing you, that's the sound of ABBA at 10 minutes after 7 on WDEF.
I might make a comment about WDEF. At the time of making that, they were simulcasting from their AM over to their FM or whatever way you want to say that. But now, as of making the FM tape in a different time that I made the FM tape, WDEF is not simulcast on their 92.7 frequency with their AM. They're strictly all country music. We'll get over that here in just a little bit. The next station is on 1450, and that is WMOC. They are primarily an all gospel type station, and of course everything on there is some primarily recorded from preachers to churches and things. So here's a brief ID from WMOC on 1450.
Don't you dare move. More gospel favorites are coming up. But first, this message.
To accomplish anything great in life, it takes people working together towards the same goal and purpose.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
To accomplish the incredible feat of putting a man on the moon, it took hundreds of people working together behind the scenes.
Mark, yeah, that's what they feel right now. Mark, that's what they feel right.
These individuals never had their names printed in the headlines, but they played an important role in the overall project. You will probably never sit behind the microphone here at WMOC, nor will you ever teach on a radio program. But you play an important role in helping us reach Chattanooga. We need you to stand behind us by writing and supporting our teaching programs. You're working behind the scenes as the answer to keeping these programs on the air. Remember to write today and mention WMOC.
Your request.
requests are just a phone call away. Call us now at 867-1450.
Okay, and a good morning to you again, folks. I would remind you that you're tuned to the Gospel Jubilee on the fabulous WMOC, your host, Wally Gator, and on the ball, Paul. And we've got about 17 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. We are going.
The next station is an all-sports type format station. Several months, well, 6 or 8 months ago, the station changed call letters, but is now WJOC. They're all sports talk type format, so here's a piece from WJOC on 1490.
You're listening to WJOC Radio, where you can catch all the sports all the time.
This is Pat Summerall back with Instant Replay's look back into baseball history with Hall of Famer Mel Allen. In a few minutes, we'll be rejoined by Mel Allen, the Hall of Fame announcer whose voice is synonymous with baseball's most historic and exciting moment.
Join us for the second hour of Instant Replay immediately following the news this morning. Coming up, CNN News later today. Alabama and Auburn, it's a 1 o'clock tip-in tonight. The Atlanta Hawks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Winston Cup today in 1 hour from now at 9 a.m. and then a full half hour, a look at sports of all sorts from overnight last night. Details in the NBA, exhibition baseball, college basketball coming up. From touchdowns to home runs, three-pointers to hole-in-ones, this is WJOC Chattanooga. All sports, all the time. It is 8 a.m.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good morning, I'm Bob Witkin. From the mountains to the coast, South Carolina voters are going to the...
Thanks, Dale. I'm Phil Wayne, and I'm sure I speak for all of us here at the DX Audio Service in wishing everyone a safe holiday season full of special memories. I'll see you back here next year. And now, Connie, if you just push that big red button that says panic on it, we'll hear the big boy with the big boy voice, John Bowker.
Thanks, Phil. Historical moments in radio, relating stories from the past in broadcast radio. And today we're going to be looking through a copy of the magazine Radio Broadcast. It's the October 1927 edition, and it's chock full of radio news and great ideas of the future. I'll leaf through it for you. Now, after the usual 6 or 7 pages of glossy, glamorous ads for new radios and rectifier tubes, we come to a full-page photo of a room full of meters and wires and radio racks. The caption reads, "The most powerful broadcasting station in the world." And then it goes on to explain, "A view of the transmitting panel of the 100-kilowatt transmitter in South Schenectady, New York, at the laboratories of the General Electric Company. Experimental programs are sent out with this set using the standard wavelength of WGY from midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. This transmitter went on the air August 4th, 1927, marking the first time that power as great as 100 kilowatts has been used in broadcasting. Note, the three water-cooled 100-kilowatt tubes in the foreground have an attachment for clearing out the gas from the tube while it is on." Now, the story that goes with that full-length photograph, full-page photograph, I guess I should say, is headlined, "Now You Can Receive Radio Pictures." And the article goes on to describe the mechanical scanning and transmissions from station 2GY Schenectady. That station was later licensed as W2GY, kind of reminiscent of W2XR in New York that we talked about some months ago, that later became WQXR. Okay, the next article in the magazine deals with costs of network time on the radio.
This is kind of interesting. The Red Network of stations from Boston to Chicago are offered only as a group between 7 and 11 p.m., and the hourly charge for that group of stations is $3,770 for an hour. A group of stations is 15 stations. Now, the nine stations in the competing Blue Network are also available, but they're only charging $2,800 per hour. So I looked at the lineup of stations to see what the difference is. The cities served by the Red Network that are not on the Blue Network include Hartford, Portland, Maine, Providence, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Washington, Buffalo, and Cleveland. But the Blue Network had an affiliate in Pittsburgh, in Rochester, Baltimore, and Springfield, Massachusetts, and the Red Network wasn't represented there. That's kind of interesting. The Red and the Blue Network shared times in such cities as Davenport, Des Moines, Omaha, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and Dallas-Fort Worth. They were known as the Midwestern Group. The Southern Group of the network was also a group of stations that shared between the Red and the Blue networks. Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis, and Louisville were the stations there. And finally, the West Coast was served in 1927 by the Pacific Coast Network. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and Spokane. Now, of course, all of these were NBC stations, of course. But do you notice that NBC did not cover cities like Denver or New Orleans? San Diego, they come to mind. Nothing in Florida, nor in the Carolinas, and lots of other places. In fact, you know, of the major markets, NBC once ran an ad stating that the last piece was now in place. This was about 1928 or 29 they ran this ad. NBC is now proudly serving Orange County, Florida, it said, by way of its new Orlando radio station. That was the last of the major markets that NBC got into. They had an arrangement, by the way, even in 1927 with stations in St. Louis and Minneapolis, St. Paul, I see, just for occasional network programming. The Month in Radio column, a bulletin-like column in the magazine we're reading from, points out that radio broadcasting in Canada is booming, largely through the financing of the Canadian National Railways and the Northern Electric Company. Receivers in Canada, of course, had to be licensed like they do in England and parts of Europe. In fact, the quote in this magazine is, quote, on April 1st, 1927, the number of licensed broadcast receiving stations was 134,486 in Canada, compared with only 92,000 a year earlier. Interesting wording. In this magazine, the United Independent Broadcasters Company announces its new chain of stations to be known as the Columbia Broadcasting System. This flagship station will be the third highest rated station in New York City. That's WOR. And other stations along the AT&T network telephone lines will be WEAM and WNAC in New England, WFBL, WMAK in Western New York, WCAU and WJAS in Pennsylvania, and stations WADC, WAIU, WKRC, WGHP, WMAQ, and KMOX in the Midwest. So the competition had started. For Historical Moments in Radio Broadcasting, this is John Bowker.
Everyone, Ken Anischuk here again with Sports Roundup on the DX Audio Service, and this time I'm going to bring you a little late National Hockey League Radio TV Directory, but it's my pleasure to bring it to you. We'll start out with the teams in alphabetical order from the Hockey News. And from the Boston Bruins will be broadcast on 590 WEEI and the Bruins Radio Network with Bob Wilson and John Busick, TV's Channel 38. Buffalo Sabres will be on 550 WGR with Rick Jenneret and Barry Butel and John Busick and TV Channel 29. Calgary Flames will be on Clear Channel 660 CRRF with Peter Maher and Doug Barkley and Television Channels 2 and 7. Chicago Blackhawks will be heard on AM 1000, your AM 1000, they say. WLUP with Pat Foley and Dale Talon and no free TV. Detroit Red Wings on 760 WJR with Bruce Martin and Paul Woods and Television Channel 50. Edmonton Oilers will be on Regional 790 CFCW with Rod Phillips, Morley Scott, Sid Smith, and Dave Semenko. and television, Channel 3 and 12. Hartford Whalers on Clear Channel 1080 WTIC and the Whalers Radio Network with broadcasters Chuck Caton and Arnold Dean. And television is on cable only. Los Angeles Kings on the Mighty 690 XTRA with Nick Nixon and Brian Eggblom. And cable, Channel 5 will do the games there. Minnesota North Stars on Clear Channel 1500 KSTP with Al Shaver and who is the other fellow there? Mr. Ralph Stranges. And the Montreal, the TV, by the way, is Channel 9 KMSP. Montreal Canadiens, French 690 CBF with Rene Pothier. English 800 CJAD with Dick Irvin and Ron Francis. And television, take your pick, channels 2, 6, and 10. New Jersey Devils will be on Clear Channel 770 WABC with Chris Moore and Sherry Ross. I believe she's the only female broadcaster, because Sherry's a female name, unless they made a mistake, and television will be strictly by cable. New York Islanders will be on a network of six stations in that area, so if you hear it more than one spot, don't be surprised. Starting out, 930 WPAT in New Jersey, then 1230 WFAS, White Plains, New York on 1230, 1240 WGBB on Long Island, 1570 WRHD in Riverhead, Long Island on 1570, and 1031 WBSI. And the broadcasters will be Barry Landers and Bob Nystrom. And there will be no local free TV. New York Rangers will also have a network. And I believe the main station will be WFAN 660. Since the New York Knicks also broadcast on that same station, there's also WEVD on 1050, probably the backup. And also on the network, WXRK 92.3. Broadcasters Marv Albert, Sal Messina, and Howie Rose. And of course, there's only a Madison Square Garden cable TV. The Ottawa Senators, their first year in operation on 580 CFRA with Dean Brown and Dave Schreiber. And television is CJOH. Philadelphia Flyers on 610 Sports Radio, WIP, and the Flyers Radio Network. Announced by Gene Hart and Bobby Taylor, and television is Channel 17. Pittsburgh Penguins on Clear Channel 1020, KDKA, and the Penguins Radio Network, with broadcasters Mike Lange and Paul Steigerwald, and television Channel 2, KDKA, and the network, too, simulcast on radio. Quebec Nordiques on 1060, CJRP, with Elaine Crete and Jean Perron. And television is strictly cable TV. CFAP, Channel 2 in French. St. Louis Blues, Clear Channel 1120, KMOX, with announcers Bruce Affleck and Ken Wilson, and TV Channel 11. San Jose Sharks will be on 910 KNEW with Dan Rusinowski and Chris Collins, TV Channel 7. The Tampa Bay Lightning start out their season on 1010 WQYK, licensed to Suburban Sefner, and the Lightning Radio Network with broadcasters, that's Danny Gare, John Kelly, and Larry Hirsch, and television Channel 44. Toronto Maple Leafs will be on 1430 CJCL, called The Fan now, with announcers Joe Bowen, Ken Daniels, and Gordy Stellick. And TV is channels 6, 22, and 41. The Vancouver Canucks will be on 980 CKNW and the Western Information Network with broadcasters Jim Robson and Tom Larscheid, and television channels 8 and 11. The Washington Capitals on 630 WMAL with broadcasters Ron Weber and Sean Simpson, and television channel 20 will do the games. And finally, the Winnipeg Jets are the only team licensed to an FM station, well, assigned to it, 97.5 CJOB will carry the games with Kurt Kalbeck, Don Whitman, Bob Irving, and Les Lazarek. Hope you can tell them apart. And TV Channel 12. Well, hope you enjoy the hockey, and I'll be back perhaps next month with some more sports of odd sorts. And hope you all enjoy your Thanksgiving and enjoy the broadcasts, and I'll see you again next month. Take care and God bless, friends. Bye-bye.
Connie and I have been sitting here talking about Christmas gifts, and she just asked me about where I got my National Radio Club mug, which was a Christmas gift from last Christmas here. And just occurred to me that, you know, we've got all this nice new equipment here, including this telephone system here, which we use for doing interviews and a lot of other stuff here. But we really haven't used it to its full extent. So, hey, let's give this thing a good workout and call Ken Chatterton over at the Publication Center live and find out exactly. Let me see if I got his number here. Yeah, here we go. We'll give him a call and find out about some neat things that he's got at the Publication Center, which might be some Christmas gift ideas. Okay, let's see here. All you got to do is push this button and dial it. And let's see. Kind of feel like Rush Limbaugh here. Well, let's see if we get a hold of Ken. Hopefully he's home.
Hello?
Ken Chatterton.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Fred Vobey, and you're live on the DX Audio Service.
Uh-oh.
Don't you feel impressed? I mean, if this was Rush Limbaugh, you'd be in awe, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah, but just because it's me, you really don't care, do you? Hey, Ken, the reason I'm calling you is we're just sitting here thinking about some Christmas gift ideas, and we're just wondering, maybe you got some ideas of some stuff that the National Radio Club Publication Center has that people would like to give this Christmas season.
Oh, we've got all kinds of things here.
Okay.
We
got the coffee mug, don't we?
Yes, we have the mugs. Those are currently selling at $5 each.
Okay.
We have the 13-month DX calendar that runs from October through October 93.
Yeah, Connie read something about that. Isn't it where the picture is, where the picture is supposed to be? There's like a map?
Yes. It's the sunrise-sunset map for that particular month.
Okay. And what else do we got there that's kind of interesting?
Well, we, of course, have the AM radio log.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Dr. Elving's FM Atlas.
Now, that's the, let's see, what edition is that now?
That is the 14th.
Okay. You know, I got an 8th edition sitting here. Looks like I need to support the club.
That would be a little bit out of date.
Yeah, imagine so with all the different station changes. Hey, can you tell us something a little bit about the AM log? What kind of entries does the AM log have in it that you could look up?
Well, it lists by frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And on each frequency, it then lists the stations. They're listed then alphabetically by state.
Okay.
And if there's more than one, particularly on the local channels, where there's more than one in a state, it's alphabetically by city.
Oh, okay.
It gives the call letters, the city of license, mailing address, their power, antenna orientation. Wherever we have it, it also gives their phone number and format information. And quite a few of them, we also have their operating hours.
Now,
and there would be a designation which tells what time zone they're in.
Okay, now there is also, isn't there something like in the back of the book, a cross-reference too?
Yes, there are three cross-references.
Okay.
One by call letter, one by city. I don't remember what the third one is. There are three this year.
Okay. The National Radio Club log is also kind of big, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot of pages.
It's over 400, 440, I believe.
Really? Okay.
And that's, as I recall, it three-hole punch, too, isn't it?
Yes. It's designed for a standard three-hole notebook, a three-ring notebook.
Okay, and how much is a National Radio Club log?
$16.95.
Okay, and that's to National Radio Club members?
Yes.
Okay, and for Canada, what would the price be there?
$17.95.
Okay. And as I recall, too, Club's got like some stationery and some other things, too, right?
Yes, we have stationery which carries the Club logo and states that you are a member of the National Radio Club.
Okay. And let me think. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. You're going to have to refresh my memory here. What other kind of nice things do we have available, too?
Well, we have the 50th anniversary book that, while it was printed almost 10 years ago, it is a good history of the hobby and of the club. That is still available. And the price on that is $12. We have a cassette tape called Latin America on the Air, which is a collection of IDs and some of the music from the local stations throughout Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
Covers almost all the countries of Latin America, including the Falkland Islands, which is, of course, is a very rare DX target.
Yeah.
We will be having another After Dark collection coming up very shortly, along with the convention collection from this year's convention.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a gift subscription to the DX Audio Service itself
might be
something that would be interesting.
And the interesting thing about the DX Audio Service subscription is if you buy a subscription for somebody, not only do they get a year's worth of the DX Audio Service, but they also get 1 month added to their membership, too.
Right.
So they're actually getting a little bit of a gift themselves. The one thing I was going to mention on the AM radio log, as I recall, there really is no other publication that, you know, quite has all the information that the RAM radio log has. You know, a lot of guys used to use. Remember, many years back, it was like you used the broadcasting yearbook. And if I remember right now, that thing's like $125 now.
Well, you're a little bit behind on that one. It's closer to $160 now.
Oh, gee, really? Well, who said there was inflation anyways? Okay.
There are some other publications, M Street Journal, that fall into that same category. Where the cost is well in excess of $100 per year. But there's nothing anywhere near the price range of our log that has the information that we do.
And if I remember right, is there not some kind of like updaters or so that can be purchased later on as things kind of get changed around and such?
We probably won't have an updater to the log this year.
Okay.
Wayne is quite tied up doing his updating, getting into the swing of things. And, of course, we will be coming out with a new log next September. And by the time he gets where he can put out an updater, it'll be pretty much too late for this year. So probably the updaters won't be started again until next year.
Okay.
That is after the next year's log.
Right. And this is, as I remember at the convention, this is a completely rewritten, fresh, right-off-the-press log, which has been completely reconstructed, and it's like the best DXing tool available.
Yes, this one was updated from the FCC's own database, which we get by microfilm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also been updated considerably by various members of the club. Wayne had nearly 60 members who sent in information to him.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, the log is more up-to-date than anything except the FCC's own files. Yeah. And, of course, their files don't show what the stations carry. The formats are not a concern of the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be information that is not available even from them.
Now, on the log itself, I hate to keep talking about our log, but it's just such a fantastic piece of art that the club has put out, and the people that I know that have purchased it already have said it's a valuable aid to being able to find stations and figure out basically what station they're listening to. Now, if you buy the log and then you keep up with Jerry Starr's AM Switch, you can pretty well keep that log right up to date, can't you?
This would give you just about everything between Jerry's column, AM Switch, and between the format column that Tony Fitzherbert puts out. About the only other thing would be, a change of phone number or address that we would pick up. That would be in Jerry's column if somebody reports it to him. But the official information he gets from the FCC on a weekly basis.
So
that would all be in AM Switch.
And it's pretty well up to date then.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like there's some interesting Christmas gift ideas there that sound like they're really worthwhile. I guess finally, let's ask if someone would like to purchase some NRC products. They write to you at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661-0164, correct?
Right.
Is there a telephone number or anything that they can call on or order through?
Yes, they can call me at area code 315-387-3583.
Okay. And I also thought about something else which they might be able to use, and that are the binders and also blank cassettes. I think we still have some of those, don't we?
Yes, we have the 90-minute cassettes and the 10-minute cassettes.
Okay. And we've got binders and, it holds 4 cassettes and 12 cassettes. Isn't that right?
Right.
Okay. And
we also have some that would hold just the one.
Okay.
Wanted to send one to someone.
Right, they're the clear shells.
Yes.
Like they look like the expensive kinds, like you get at the music stores and stuff. Well, it sounds like we got some good gift ideas this Christmas.
One thing that we haven't done in recent years that would be nice to start up again would be to issue gift certificates. And what we've done in the past is if you wish to give someone a gift certificate, send the amount here, any amount, up to, or any amount from $10 on up.
Okay.
And send that here, and we would send you the gift certificate and the catalog to give to your recipient. If you wanted us to, if you give us their name and address, we would send them the certificate and the catalog directly. So whichever way you wanted to handle it would be fine with us.
Well, that's it. That's a very good idea. Now, they can just send that to the regular publication address, right?
Yes.
And that can be for anything from DX News Magazine to a subscription to whatever, huh?
Right.
Great.
They could send any amount they wanted from $10 up.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have to, pick a specific item. And then let the recipient of the gift certificate use it toward some of the more expensive items, or use it to completely cover some of the more inexpensive ones, whatever they want.
Hmm. From back issues of the DX Audio Service all the way to new products, huh?
Everything we have.
Great. That sounds good. Hey, and speaking of new stuff, I guess the convention for next year is going to be in Hartford, right?
Well, yes, it specifically is Enfield, Connecticut.
Okay, Enfield?
Which is sort of a suburb between Hartford and Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay. And, Ron Musco is the guy that's handling that, isn't he?
Yes, Ron will be the host next year.
Okay. And, as I recall, probably we'll see a lot of the East Coast guys showing up that one, aren't we?
Well, we hope to.
They won't have an excuse, will they?
No, they won't have an excuse. It'll be the first one in several years that has been completely to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. I recall my geography, that's about as east coast as you can get.
Well, there isn't much east of that on your name.
Well, that should be a good time. As I recall, let's see, he had the convention, well, when was the last time I was in Enfield?
It was in 83 for the 50th anniversary.
Okay.
And, of course, this one will be our 60th anniversary.
Great, great. That should be a good time. I know that you enjoyed yourself at Omaha, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a great time.
I always do.
Yeah, that was a real good convention. We have to thank Ernie Wesolowski for that. I thought that was probably one of the better conventions, you know, with the exception of the 87 convention, right?
Oh, yes, that, of course, was a very good one.
We're speaking of the Lima convention hosted by yours truly. And we've got 94 is not really on the books, but 95 is going to be hosted by the DX Audio Service. So I guess we got some plans here to make in the future.
We have not had any inquiry yet on the 94 convention. We've had some tentative mention, you know, to the effect that, well, I'd like to host one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little early yet to be thinking about that one.
Yeah, you know, it gives a person a chance to think about it, and it's a good time had by all, isn't it?
Well, if anybody does want to host one, just get in touch with me, and I'll give you whatever information I can to help you decide whether you want to host one or not.
Okay. Ken, I sure appreciate, getting you out of your easy chair and to the phone here and to talk about some of these products and everything and convention and logbooks and everything. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of members that can use this information and possibly get some nice Christmas gifts this Christmas time. And I'll have to make sure that Connie and I send you a complimentary box of chocolates, okay?
Okay, that'll really knock my diet down.
Dietetic chocolates, you know, as long as you think they don't have any calories, they don't.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah. Ken, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Ken Chatterton at the Publication Center with some Christmas gift ideas. Keep in mind, we're going to be publishing early because of my surgery, which has been promised this time for December 18th, and also because of the Christmas rush. That wraps up the 92 edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 1993. This is Fred Vobey at Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. 73 Good DX from McConnie, Debbie, and myself. Bye-bye.